All right, and we're back. We're back with another episode. We want to thank you for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour radio podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio. I am your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Sister Harvey. And if you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we drop these podcast news reports. And if you want to support this podcast, it's very simple. The Cash App tag is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's F-U-N-D. Illuminati Radio F-U-N-D. All right, so we got Pharrell, the old I Am Happy singer.
But he unhappy now.
Yeah, he may be unhappy now, but, you know, the agenda with this guy right here, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, is the same agenda with the R. Kelly Happy People song.
Right.
See, because Pharrell, that song I Am Happy outweighed all of his other achievements. Anything that Pharrell have done in his life or in his career, nothing can compare to that number one hit, I Am Happy. Why is that? Because that song had to get into your subconscious so it can descramble it the truth. Because if you go to England and you understand what happy mean, happy means gay. You know what a single cigarette means? A single cigarette means fag. So a single cigarette means a fag. Happy means gay. So the same way DMX song, Get At Me Dog, when you decipher that backwards, that's God's. So what goes into your subconscious when DMX was rapping and the whole world was singing Get At Me Doll, the subconscious was descrambling it. Because, see, you got to understand, Hebrew and original writing is really read from right to left, not left to right. The same way when we used to write from right to left, not left to right. So when the mind, the human mind, comprehends something, it's really supposed to comprehend it from right to left, not left to right. So when they say, when DMX would make the song Get At Me Dog, your mind, subconscious, was deciphering Get At Me Gods. So you was calling each other gods. So backwards, you know what I'm saying? Happy in reverse means gay. Your subconscious is picking up gay. Happy is it that you are gay. The same way R. Kelly's song, Happy People, means gay people. So with all that being said, that's why that Pharrell song took the world by storm and everybody was singing it. It made Pharrell a sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But what's Pharrell's in the news for today?
Pharrell Williams unhappy with public schools in Virginia opening private network to low-income families. If the system is fixed and unfair, then it needs to be broken, the Grammy winner said in a press release. Pharrell Williams is paying it forward to students from low-income families by pledging to open a group of small non-profit private schools in his home state of Virginia. The happy singer and 13-time Grammy winner reveals his master plan in a press release which he called out the current state of affairs regarding the school system, according to the Virginia Politics. If the system is fixed and unfair, then it needs to be broken, William. William, 48, that's his age.
Wait a minute, he's how old? How old is he?
48. It says 48.
48. Lord, 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 Lord. Ritual, ritual, ritual. You know what I want to know? What is supposed to be taught in these schools?
I guess we got to find out.
You know what I'm saying? Because if these little black boys and girls are going to be going to your school for real, what are you going to teach them? Especially if you teach them black history, what black history are you going to teach them? This fake black history that we've been taught for years? You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing that a person needs to learn in school is reading and math. Reading, writing, and math. Those are the three major subjects that a child should be only taught. Everything else is retarded. You know what I'm saying? Everything else that they teach in these schools, elementary schools on up, is not good. Except for reading, writing, and math. Because everything you need to learn in society, you need to learn how to count so you won't get gypped. You know what I'm saying? You need to learn math. You need to learn how to read. And you need to learn how to write.
And a lot of them don't know how to read.
Yeah.
But they can make music. That sounds like some backwards stuff, like what you just said, left to right, right to left.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And so this is the only thing Pharrell can come up with. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get ready to explain what his plan is.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and hear what his plan is.
Okay, if the system is fixed and unfair, then it needs to be broken. Williams, 48, said in his release, we don't want lockstep learning where so many kids fall behind. We want bespoke learning designed for each child, where the things that make a child different are the same things that will make a child rise up and take flight. The Yellow Hat group of schools, its name derived from the combination of Williams Yellow Foundation and Hat. After the Mars habitat in the film, the Martanians will be tutor free for at least the first year.
Wait a minute. Did you just say something about a Mars habitat?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a film.
So what about this film? What this film got to do with his school?
Exactly. Let me go back.
Yeah.
Yellow Hat group of schools is its name devised from combination of William Yellow Foundation and Hat. After the Mars habitat in the film, Martanian will be tutor free for at least the first year, and the cost of attendance will be covered by the support, presumably visa grants and donations.
So this school was made possible due to an angel. That's what they're saying. So they're saying that this school was named after an angel. Because, see, what you people fail to realize is the planets that you call planets that are in the atmosphere, they are really angels. The sun is an angel. The moon is an angel. Pluto, Mars, Saturn, you know what I'm saying? Whatever other planets out there. All of these are angels. That's why America worships them. So now we see who Pharrell, who is who's credited for Pharrell's success. Now we see who is Pharrell's alter ego, what they call it, alter ego. Who's Pharrell's angel? You know how they have Beyonce say Sasha Fierce?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj says Roman. So now it's just finally been revealed who is Pharrell Williams' angel, alter ego. It's Mars. And Mars is accredited for him building these schools. Angel worship. So it is. Angel freaking worship. And they got it, and they got it right there. And look at that. They got it right there in the news article. And if a righteous man was not reading this article, you guys wouldn't have never even known that Mars is accredited for this school.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The first school is said to be opening on September 7th. Look at that number 7.
Oh, Lord, September 7th. And what is September? What month is September? What's the number?
That would be the ninth month as far as they are concerned.
Yeah, there's in the ninth month. In the Hebrew, it would be the seventh month. So, the seventh month, the seventh day. 2021. And he's 48 again. He's 48, so that's ritual right there.
They lined up. You said the planets are where they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
The angels are where they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Everything is coming to pass, like you said.
So to put this in plainest terms, this is not Pharrell doing this. Pharrell is just the face behind it. The same way Jay-Z is not the one that is responsible for Tidal. Jay-Z was just the face behind Tidal to make you guys think that Tidal was a black-owned streaming service. Can you guys say Tidal's a black-owned streaming service now? No.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Just like BET. BET is not really black-owned. The CEO of BET is black just so that you black people can think that y'all run something. But who owns the BET network? Viacom. Who owns Viacom? Rudolph Murdoch. A Jewish brand. See? So, you know what I'm saying? So, black people say, oh, we got Pharrell Williams, a black man, making schools for inner city children. Yeah, right. So, being that this thing is orchestrated by the angel Mars, guess what? You best believe it's going to be some shenanigans that's going to be coming out of this damn school. People might come up missing. Little children might come up missing on the way to this school or in this school.
Yeah, what are they up to?
Or children might get molested in this school. We see what happened to Oprah when Oprah built them schools over in Ghana.
He said something about, you know, the kids rising up. So
it ain't going to be the kids that's going to be rising up. It's going to be these sick pedophile Johnson's rising up.
No, I said they're trying to make them into, you know, lesbians and homos or something.
Yeah. These pedophiles, Johnson is going to be rising up to molest these kids. That's what's going to be rising up.
No, but that's how they do it. Open up something, get a group of kids, get as many as they can, you know? They're going
to
do what they can.
Mm-hmm. See, they setting, look at this. They setting up the new world order, and they using these black faces to bring the young black boys and girls to think it's something good in their community.
When it's not. Right.
Go ahead.
Well, like I said, they say it's going to open up September the 7th. The area of Norfolk. And while the group didn't specify its exact whereabouts, the school will be devoted to students in grades, 3 through five, or they're going to start them off young. And the goals of the equity focus is nonprofit, including expanding its summer program for its city students.
Let me tell you why it's 3 through 5. Two reasons why it's 3 through 5. Because the first reason why it's 3 through 5, because the younger the child is, the more energy they get from the child by molesting the child.
Yeah, I know the ages.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And another reason why it's 3 through 5, because put 3, 5 together, you have 35. In reverse, that's 53. That's also a ritualistic number for sacrifice. So these so-called truthers that's on social media, so-called spitting the truth, talking about pedophiles and child trafficking in Hollywood, this school is going to be a key point place for child trafficking.
You know it, and you know it.
But you ain't gonna see them point that out. This is the same thing that...
They didn't specify the whereabouts of the school. Hello. What's that about? Why did not specify? Why did not tell us exactly where the school gonna be in Norfolk, Virginia?
Because they're gonna select the ones that they want to go to there. They said it's a private school. They didn't say it was gonna be a public school.
Right, it's private, all right. Secluded and private. Very secluded.
So you know what that means when it's private? We don't even know who is actually funding this school. Because it's private. See, if it was public, you will be able to see if for real public documents would actually show for real actually funding this school. But being this private, you ain't gonna see the public documents to really see who is really funding this school. But go ahead.
Okay, the school's executive director, Mike McGillard, maintained that it has no plans to seek local approval or funding in order to designate the school as a public charter, despite one of the school's early donors. The Walton Family Foundation, having spent millions over the last two decades to support and promote charter schools.
Wait a minute.
Publication.
You said the Walton family have donated to this school?
That the Walton Family Foundation having spent millions over the last two decades. That's what it's saying. Support and promote.
There you go. There you go. So now you know it's about child pedophilia. So now you know. Because what is Walt Disney known for?
Children.
Exactly. And if the Walt Disney... So there you have it. There you have it. So now Pharrell is not actually responsible for this school. It's actually Walt Disney. The Walton family.
And everything this story, something in black, bold, white is saying, they don't have to do with what we're talking about, but it's like that's to read. It says, Pharrell Williams calls for investigation into the death of his cousin in a police-involved shooting.
What? When is this?
In between the story we're reading. It don't say when, but if I hit it, it'll take me there. But let me finish. You want me to finish what we're talking about first?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's new. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are very clear here that we're not taking away from the city or the district. McGillard said, we want to be additive and not put any kind of numerous intrusive impact on those institutions. It's very important that we do not disrupt that revenue stream. Let's see it anymore. Oh, one more. Meanwhile, the founder of the New York-based nonprofit Harlem Children's Zone, which runs three charters in the city, is the chair of Yellow Board. With 38 Grammy nominations to his jacket, the artist and former Bulls coach is the latest big name to enter into the youth education space. Ciara and Russell Wilson, Jay-Z and LeBron James are among the megastars who have their fingerprint all over grade school and university programs that foster education throughout the country. The area in Norfolk, where the first Operation Yellow Hat School is set to open, is reportedly mired by housing segregation, and the city has approved a robust revitalization plan that should see three public housing communities through its $1 billion St. Paul redevelopment effort. This initial enrollment will be in the range of 40 to 50 students, and students will be grouped by skill level instead of grade level. The new school curriculum will have a heavy embrace on STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and
that's it for that. We know what their main curriculums are. Pedophilia. Click on that article. Let's
what's going on there? Let me get back up there and just click it.
Yeah, and I just want to know what is the date on that article?
Okay, wait for the opening up. Pharrell William calls for investigation. Pharrell William calls for investigation. I'm gonna find the date for you. Into the death of his cousin in a police-involved shoot. The musician cousin was killed the same night in the same area as Bad Girls Club star Dashaula Hines. Let me find his date. Fox News flash top entertainment headlines. This was saying for April 7th. Okay. Pharrell caught on the stage. Okay. Who died in the police involved shoot when they died? His cousin. On Virginia Beach, William made the request in an Instagram post on Monday after attending his cousin's funeral in Virginia Beach, where Williams grew up. I had to speak to my cousin's funeral, and I was choked up with emotion, he wrote in the post. Too many unanswered city and state questions. Respectfully, I am calling for a federal investigation. I also humbly ask that you all keep the family in prayer. And that's all it said.
Okay, so it was April 7th.
Well, it say April 7th. Let me go back to the top. It say April 7th. Come on back here. There it is. Yeah, it said it was published April 7th. It's not saying when his cousin,
I know, but okay, it was published April 7th. So April is the fourth month, and the seventh day, that's another 47. That's time. Whatever. And that was this year, right? Is that this year?
It had to be. It said April 7th.
And then right at just a couple of months, just 2 months, well, a month later.
Now he's doing this.
Now he's doing this.
And I'm going back because it was more. I'm going back to the original story. It was more.
So April 7th, that's the fourth month, the seventh day. That's 47. That represents time. Time for what, Pharrell? It's time for you to go ahead and do this with this school. To be the face of our pedophile center.
Furthermore, such as below grade level or free media or aired by Yellowhead and collaboration and hands-on learning is deeply emphasized. Norfolk Mayor Kenny Alexander touted the visionary effort of blueprint formulated by the Harlem Children's Gone Charter School, which he toured with Williams in 2019. What happened was breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty, Alexander said.
That's it for that.
That's the end of it anyway.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to thank you for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour radio podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that follow button also and hit that notification bell if you want to be notified as well. You know what I'm saying? If you want to support this podcast, you can donate Cash App. You know what I'm saying? That's $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, people, you know what I'm saying? If you want to attend to our Bible study classes every night, go to Facebook, type in 90.1 Israelite Radio. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.